Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Judy Madsen Johnson has left a legacy. She is a remarkable Christian pro-life advocate who for decades was a voice for the preborn. She succumbed to pancreatic cancer on June 3, 2018. We want to give a tribute to this amazing woman. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. I met Judy Madsen back then, Judy Madsen, now Judy Madsen Johnson. She got married after the case in 1993. And it was a situation that arose out of a Melbourne abortion clinic where there was a lawsuit filed by some of the pro-abortionists against individuals. And Judy Madsen was named as a defendant. Also along with her was Ed Martin. And we represented these individuals all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court when in 1994, the Supreme Court ruled on the case called Madsen versus Women's Health Center. It's the first case I've ever argued before the United States Supreme Court, and it was involving court-imposed buffer zones around an abortion clinic in Melbourne, Florida, which, by the way, Matt, is no longer there because after the case, that particular abortion clinic was taken by eminent domain. The road was being widened, and eminent domain took the property, and that abortion clinic never restarted its operation.
That's exciting.
Well, thank God it was shut down, and no more lives were snuffed out, at least at that facility.
But you know, you look at, Matt, you look at Judy's life and just a list of what all she did and what she accomplished, not only this case that you argued, but in so many other aspects, just such an example of what one person can do to make a difference in the kingdom.
Yeah, her case and her life really helped shape the law on the First Amendment. She became a dear friend of Anita and me and many others here at Liberty Counsel. She volunteered as a pro-life sidewalk counselor. She was out there on the weekends during the week on the public sidewalks around Central Florida and any place that she would go. And she would be out there in a very sweet spirit. She had a great Christian presence about her and a sweet attitude, and she would be there to just give information to people who were going to destruction, to give them alternative and give them life. And Judy, as a result of her life, there are many children living, breathing human beings today that are of all ages because she's been doing this for decades. She taught volunteers. She served on advisory councils. She worked with adoption agencies. She did a lot of pro-life fundraisers. She founded True Majority and Women Speaking for Women. And she recently, just before her death, she released a couple of books. And one of those books is called Fascinating Women, Living by Faith.
And you know someone in that book, don't you?
I know one of the people in that book. Yeah, Anita Staver is one of the people she profiled. Each chapter is about a fascinating woman, a person living by faith. And she chose Anita Staver as one of those individuals to profile.
Awesome. Maureen Bravo also, who heads up our Liberty Prayer Network, she's included in that book as well.
She is. Yeah.
Wow. I just can only imagine. I mean, obviously we'll miss, Judy here, here on earth until we see her again. But all the lives that she was instrumental in saving and people that are walking around and having families and living their lives. And many of them, of course, coming to know the Lord and loving the Lord. You just know she heard these words. Well done, my good and faithful servant.
Just think about all the people that will hug her one day in heaven because she saved their life.
Yeah. And she has no idea who those people are.
Right.
She knows some, but there's so many that she will never have known on this side of life.
But she will know.
But she will know.
Right. And she always kept that agenda, in the forefront. She wore those little baby's feet pin.
She wore
to
those
remind
little
her.
Baby feet on her lapel.
And she traveled
years.
All over the world as an advocate.
An advocate at the UN conferences in Beijing. In Istanbul and New York City.
Right.
She was an advocate for life and the family. She was tireless, but she was also just a sweet spirit. She had no animosity or coarseness about her. She was such a wonderful woman and an inspiration, even through her time of death. In fact, she got pancreatic cancer, and she was one of the few people, only a couple of people in the entire country, who survived as long, and it went into remission. And earlier this year, Judy came by the office, and she looked just like her normal, lively self. She was about ready to host the event, a pro-life event in Orlando, and she was going to speak about her new book as well. Mm-hmm. And that was only a few days later. I regret that we didn't get a photograph with her at that time, because that's the last time we saw her.
Mm-hmm.
By that time, her pancreatic cancer had reestablished itself, if you will. And it was shortly after that that Judy really went downhill very quickly. And she was actually going to have an event where she was going to talk about her next book, and she was too weak to be able to do it. So
right.
We got a chance to see her just before she passed. It's amazing how quickly she was ultimately taken. But even in her death, even in her sickness leading to death, she was an amazing Christian spirit. She was not afraid. She did not show any, you know, why me kind of attitude. She was ready to move on to the next life and to see her
That's
Lord.
That's faith. Wow.
But she was an example in life. She was an example in those last weeks of her sickness and cancer.
Well, she was a modern day Dietrich Bonhoeffer. You remember the pastor yeah. Dietrich Bonhoeffer right. in Nazi Germany, who worked to protect the Jews, who in exactly the same way were dehumanized and targeted for destruction in Nazi Germany as the preborn are here today. Judy just fought to defend them, to protect them, to change things for life. Bonhoeffer did the same thing. I compare her to Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
You know, Ed Martin was the other petitioner in this case. The case was named after the first named petitioner, Judy Madsen. But he also passed this year, also amazingly, to pancreatic cancer. So both of the petitioners in that 1994 Supreme Court case that really created what was called the Madsen test that has been used over and over again to strike down buffer zones, whether court-imposed or by city or other law, that was the Madsen test that started in 1994. If you go back to how this case started, a friend of mine, Chris Weiss, did commercial litigation, and they went to the same church. And Judy called him, I think the day before, "I've got this hearing coming up, but I don't have an attorney. Can you come and sit with me?" And he thought, oh, sure. He went there. He thought he's going to file a motion, have it delayed, and have it reset. And the judge said, no, we're going to go through 3 days of trial. 3 days of trial. So he had to call his office and clear his calendar for 3 days. And that's how this case started. The interesting thing is, she never visited that abortion clinic. She had never been there. So how did her name get on there? Back then in the 90s, pro-abortionist abortion clinics, they would sue everybody that they knew was pro-life. Judy and Ed Martin had never been there before they got named as defendants. And I don't think Ed ever went there. He might have gone there later. He lived in a different part of Florida. Judy only went there after the case went to the Supreme Court, and one of the national media wanted to film her with the abortion clinic in the background. That's the first time she was there. How'd she get there? Because the people organizing the Operation Rescue back then created a brochure, and there's two names that were listed as people who would pray for those who were there, Judy Madsen and Ed Martin.
Wow.
Because their names appeared in the brochure, they ended up becoming defendants in this case.
But she was very active in Orlando, Sidewalk Council at Orlando abortion clinics, though, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah. She was active everywhere. She lived in Central Florida, and she went to every abortion clinic in the area in Central Florida. Mm-hmm. And she was just a tireless pro-life advocate. So pray for her family, Judy Madsen Johnson's family, her husband who survives her, and also the family of Ed Martin, and also those that follow in her legacy. You know, her legacy will echo through history. Certainly, it is a case that is studied by all law students when they're in law school. The Madsen case, the Madsen test, is it that's how it's known within the legal literature. But also pray for all those other sidewalk counselors that stand out there to protect and speak for the preborn, and for Liberty Counsel as we stand with them. Visit lc.org. You can go online and give a monthly pledge to support this ministry to advance life, religious freedom, and family. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.